Now to our coverage of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. And today, a director of Victoria's lead Aboriginal child welfare organisation has warned of a critical gap in the system. She raised her concerns during the largest panel discussion of non-government care providers to appear at the Commission so far. Thomas Aridi is covering the hearings and joins us now. So Thomas, what is the focus of today's Commission hearings?
Well, Eleanor, today we're hearing from five non-government providers of foster, residential and kinship care. And the focus is on how these providers support children who have disclosed child sexual abuse. One of the interesting issues that's been raised this morning involves the fact that even when children speak out about their abuse, they often feel more comfortable to disclose it to another child and not an adult, certainly not always a trained social worker. So the representatives raised the point that there needs to be a system specifically designed for children in the event that a friend or a sibling tells them that they were abused. And adding to those challenges, we've also heard evidence from Connie Salamone, who's the Director of Strategy and Services from the Victorian Aboriginal Child Care Agency. Throughout this public hearing, we've heard that the rate of Indigenous children in out-of-home care is about nine times that of non-Indigenous children. So there are about 51 Indigenous children in care out of every 1,000 in the general population. So with that data in mind, Ms. Salamone told the hearing that more attention needs to be paid to the complexities of understanding child sexual abuse.
Understanding often child sexual assault within an Aboriginal context really requires an understanding of significant cultural issues, intergenerational trauma. It would be important to be looking at child sexual assault counselling services that really have a very strong Indigenous focus, run by Indigenous organisations, for example.
And there aren't any of those currently?
No, they're not. So we would have counsellors through our clinicians who do some individual work with children, but it is not a service set up as such. So for me, that's a critical gap in our service system.
That's Connie Salamone from the Victorian Aboriginal Child Care Agency speaking to Senior Counsel for the Commission, Gail Furness. Now, Thomas, what can you tell us about the concerns that have been raised outside the Royal Commission hearing today about a current child abuse case?
Yes, so in many ways this does link to the current focus of the public hearing, which involves supporting victims and their families. There's a case underway in New South Wales involving the former head of Bega Cheese, Maurice Van Ryan, who's awaiting sentencing after he pleaded guilty to a string of child sex offences on the state's far south coast. The 59-year-old pleaded guilty to abuse over a period spanning about 15 years. Now, the father of one of the victims, who we can't identify, has released a statement on behalf of each family affected, saying they feel let down. The father says since the case was moved from Bega to Sydney, families have been forced to pay for travel costs to follow the sentencing to its conclusion. For example, he says one family was told it was ineligible for support because the victim was now an adult. And he said that they would have hoped to have at least had a victim support case manager appointed, but instead they were dealing with a system that, quote, seems to treat victims as the problem. Now, the state's Attorney General, Brad Hazzard, has responded. He admits there's been confusion with at least two of the eight affected families who were apparently asking the wrong government department for financial support. We understand they're now being pointed in the right direction.
Thomas Aridi, our reporter covering the Royal Commission, thank you.